The new administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency is hedging on how carbon and people contribute to climate change. Recently on a CNBC show, Scott Pruitt said he didn't think carbon dioxide was a primary contributor to global warming. And remember when he said this at his Senate confirmation hearing?
I believe the ability to measure with precision the degree of human activity's impact on the climate is subject to more debate on whether the climate is changing or whether human activity contributes to it.
That didn't go over well with Senator Bernie Sanders, who reminded Pruitt that there's consensus among scientists that not only do people's actions contribute to climate change, but that we're going to have to rely less on carbon-polluting fossil fuels. Well, a documentary that takes on our collective human impact on the environment will be part of the Carnegie Mellon International Film Festival in Pittsburgh next week. Anthropocene presents humans as a geological force, on par with asteroids and volcanoes. The Allegheny Front's Reed Fraser says it's not your typical environmental film.
Steve Bradshaw has made lots of environmental documentaries over the years, many of them what he calls finger-pointing movies, in which he tisks his audience for buying the wrong kind of light bulb or living in too big a house. He says he's not interested in making any more of these.
And goodness knows I made lots of these films. And I think I was beginning to get a little bit fed up with it.
Bradshaw was looking for a new subject when he came across a paper written in a Swedish scientific journal.
I was looking around for ideas for documentaries, and I just came across this word and kind of fell straight away in love with it. It had a kind of slightly poetic ring to it.
The word Anthropocene. It became the title and subject of his latest film.
Humankind acting as the most important geological agent, that's the Anthropocene.
Anthropocene is a simple enough concept, Bradshaw says.
The Anthropocene is the idea that we live in a new geological age, in which the planet has been as much created by the activities of mankind as by what we used to call nature.
Geologists and other experts are still debating whether or not we're in the Anthropocene. Bradshaw interviews seven of these experts on what the term means, including scientist Monica Berger-Gonzalez.
I look at the homework my kids bring home in Guatemala, and then I wonder, wow, what would change if they were already being taught that they live in the Anthropocene? Can you imagine their brains making all those connections, thinking, wow, I am a shaping force. I have a responsibility.
Through interviews with experts and a mountain of archival footage, the movie walks us through the many ways people have changed the planet. From the ubiquitous use of fertilizer to grow crops,
as farms became more mechanized, more and more
to nuclear radiation, to the use of plastic in pretty much everything.
Science that has carried us beyond the machine age, on into a world of new materials that are not...
Anthropocene details the acceleration of resource extraction after the war, and the resulting ecological impacts, dead zones in the world's oceans, a climate rapidly warming, artificial chemicals that have never existed before in billions of years of planet Earth's history. Filmmaker Steve Bradshaw says this doesn't have to be a sad story.
I think it's time that we realized that we are creating an artificial planet. We've set out to do that. We can do it well or we can do it better, but let's not pretend we're not trying to do that because we are.
In the drama of the Anthropocene, we're only in the opening scenes. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Fraser.